This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's 9:08. You're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday talk show. Tobinat alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, how are you doing today?
Not too bad. We're in the two-suit weather. You wear a warm suit in the morning when you get up, and then at noon you got to take it off.
Yeah, but this is always a pretty time of the year, though.
Oh, yeah. It's like fall.
Oh, yeah.
Spring and fall.
Get a discount on your power bill because, you know, the heater, the furnace isn't running as much, or the air conditioner's not running at all.
April 15th is the changeover date with the utility companies.
Yeah. All right. We've got Mickey Robinson and Greg Crane, our guests. Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce. We are here to talk about the Pause in the Park event. We'll have that conversation right after this.
At Plummer Funeral Home, after many years of service, we remain committed to providing the most caring, professional funeral services in this area. It is our mission to provide each family with the very best in quality care during what is often the most difficult of circumstances. At Plummer Funeral Home, we have never taken for granted the confidence families place in us, and we promise to always go the extra mile to earn your trust. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And at 9:10, it's the Wednesday talk show. Tobinat alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Our guests this week is Greg Crane and Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce. We're here to talk about the Pause in the Park event. Mickey, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about Pause in the Park and when this will be.
Well, this is going to be our fifth show of the year. And the Greg Crane, it was his idea 5 years ago. And so we appointed him chairman. The chamber appointed him chairman.
I'm sorry about that, Greg.
It's a default position.
Oh, okay.
And he loves it. He loves these dogs. And he loves the one cat that shows up. And it's mandatory. The cat has to be held because them dogs just don't like, most of them don't. Anyway, Greg runs it. And I'll let him get his, explain all the rules and regulations and how we do it. Well, simple.
About 5 years ago, we were having a conversation, decided, you know, we really needed to do something in our area that kind of kicked spring off and got people a chance to get out of the house and rub a little sun on their face early in the year. And one of the things that we thought about was a pet show and a pet parade. You know, I love my dog as much as I love my kids sometimes. But we just thought it would be a great way. So we decided to do this. And what we decided to do was have a little show where people could dress up their dogs, come out and spend a day. We'd have a little judging on the show and offer some services like microchipping and having some of the local folks like Macoupin County Tails do that for us and have Paws Care come out and judge this show and you know, have a nice family day.
And the facilities where this will be at will be at the Benilde City Park. That's going to be a busy place. Coming up, you've got this. You've got Italian American Days right behind it. That's going to be a hopping place.
We made it a hopping place in the city of Benilde. There's always something going on Benilde this year. Since Bill Benilde came aboard 2 years ago, we have so many things going. If this 1 week goes by without nothing going on, that's unusual.
And it's going to be April 28th at the Benilde City Park. And Greg, we were talking about this, over or close to 100 dogs expected?
Yeah, we had over 100 dogs last year. We start the registration out there at, we started at 9 a.m. It is free. The dog show, it costs nothing to bring your dog out and enter it. We certainly aren't looking for purebreds, things like that. We want everybody's dogs. We try to start the judging around 9:30 and then wrap that up by around 10:30. I know at 11, the Bill Benilde are planning on doing a walk that will go for about a mile, and folks are welcome to take their dogs and enjoy that walk with Bill Benilde, too. When we do the show, we're going to be judging on things like the cutest dog, the smallest, the biggest, the ugliest, which Mickey knows a lot about that category. I think he's a bulldog sort of guy. And the best dressed dog, the best costume, and then a best dog trick. And then what we'll do is we'll take the winners all those categories and choose the best in show from that.
You notice I let that comment go by, Mick, without
I'm proud of you.
I was waiting for you to say something.
I teed it up for you, Ralph.
Yeah, I know. You give me a lead in, and I filed a pitch off.
Well, either that or that's when the one-timer. You had a chance at a one-timer, and you just let it go.
I didn't say anything. I was just saying the people don't vote for me because I'm not that ugly.
Oh, boy. And now, you know, they say, now we just
people
turn.
Start to look like their dogs after a while. So
you mentioned something about the dogs. And, you know, sometimes for a lot of people, and I know this with my family because my parents, they have, two labs. And those dogs are almost like their kids.
Oh, they definitely are. And you know, with us, my boys have moved out and they're living on their own. And my wife and I have a little Bichon named Remy, and, you know, he's like our baby and grandbaby. So, and we were talking the other day. We took him out to the groomers, and he was gone for about half of the day, and the house feels empty without him. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just love him so much.
And, you know, anytime we talk about paws in the park or anything going on in the city of Bunnell, we have to take time to take a big hats off to Lorraine and Adopt a Pet over there. All the animals that they have put in homes over the years is unbelievable. And this woman has dedicated herself to that venture, and you just can't say enough about Adopt a Pet and Bunnell and what they do for dogs and cats.
She had five dogs over there last year, and that she ended up not, she's for show. But they have to go over to Adopt a Pet and sign papers and everything to do it and all this necessary paperwork. But she had eight people eventually come in over a period of 4 to 6 weeks after the dog show to adopt the pet. And then she's also going to be there again with a handful of pets.
Yeah, we have.
Going in there.
So there's an opportunity if you are looking for a dog, you could possibly go to Paws in the Park and walk home with a dog.
Well,
or come
you're not
going to
get that dog right then and there because you got to go over
paperwork and that.
And you
right.
got to make sure all the shots and everything is taken care of. So that's why they go back over there. That's why it took 4 to 6 weeks to get people back over there.
I'll tell you what, though, if you love animals, there's no kinder thing you could do than to give a stray animal a home. And Lorraine has worked so hard to make that happen for as many animals as she possibly can, and that is a great thing.
Yes, it is.
Whether it's a dog or a cat, because I've
absolutely.
I've picked up a stray cat and named Oshie. There you go.
Go Blues.
Go Blues. And I tell you what, they're very appreciative, and they know that they're getting a second chance at life. And, you know, you can't take that away.
They absolutely do. Our first dog was a little Beagle Dachshund mix, which was a strange little dog. And she just became the light of our life. Unfortunately, she's gone now, and we've got the new one, Remy. But they are special.
Remy, where'd you come up with that name?
Well, he's a Bichon Frise, and my wife decided that since that was a French breed of dog, we needed to give him a French name. And I had a bottle of Remy Martin. Well, not really. I don't drink Remy Martin, but anyway, it sounded good that we'd call him Remy, and it stuck.
Well, you know, you wonder where people come up with names. Our last dog that we had, of course, we always had Sheldies, we're partial to them, but we got her from Lorraine, and wife named her Snuggles after the fabric softener because she was so soft and cuddly.
Well, I almost had my wife talked into Elvis, but she wouldn't go for it. I thought he was going to be the king, baby.
But, you know, when you come to our dog show, and I'm sure the other dog shows, there are similar situations, but you come and you'll see these people with the little, you don't even realize they got a little small, one of those really tiny animals there. Then you got one almost as tall as me, and I'm 6 foot, almost as big. We had two or three of them come last couple of years, and in between, you got all kinds of different animals there. And I said a cat. We have one cat come, but I don't recommend because you got to hold on to that cat.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes absolutely.
That can get almost impossible to hold on to him if you don't have
right.
a cage.
And all animals have to be on a leash, and you have to clean up any messes.
Yeah, we do have baggies available, but definitely to clean up after your dog.
We mentioned earlier that you're expecting over 100 or close to 100 dogs for the Paws in the Park show. Is it hard to control that many dogs? Because I know with dogs, you've got certain attitudes and some dogs are nice and friendly and will go to anybody and accept anyone and everybody as their friend. You get some that if they get skittish, you got to watch out because they may nip and bite. Is it hard to control them?
You know, with all the dogs being on the leash, I got to tell you, the last 4 years, we haven't had a bit of problems. And the folks that bring their dogs out to this sort of event are ones that have dogs that are pretty well socialized. And I got to tell you, my dog is a tiny little dog, and he paraded around and greeted all the dogs there, and we didn't have one lick of trouble last year. So I think the owners do a great job of controlling their dogs.
Tell me a little bit how this all came about. Was this just something that you wanted to do?
You know, it was something that we were actually at a chamber board of directors meeting, and we decided, you know, we had the fall festival, we had the summer concert series, you know, you had Black Diamond Days in Gillespie, and so we were thinking we had a lot of times filled, but one thing that we didn't have was a spring event, and we were trying to come up with what would be a good spring event. And eventually the idea rolled around to a pet show, and it turned out to be a great thing. I think it's worked out really well.
And one thing, it's early enough that you talk about that mile walk with the dogs or the parade.
That starts at 11.
It's not too hot that you have to worry about a dog collapsing. I've seen that firsthand where an owner, God love her, was taking her pet for a walk, and it was one of those typical 90 degrees, 110 heat index days, and it was over. The dog, that was it. You won't have to worry about that. It'll be kind of mild.
No, last year we had a beautiful day, and it was actually exceptionally warm, and it barely touched 80 degrees last year. So if we were, I think they're talking about in the 70s on Saturday. So
which would be perfect.
It would be.
And it may sound funny, but 80 degree temperature now and 80 degree temperature in July or August is a different temperature too, because the sun's at a different angle. Mm-hmm. And the heat factor from that 80 degrees is different.
That humidity makes a lot of difference.
You betcha.
Like now it's in the 30s, 40s, and the 50s. In July and August, it's up in around 70 or 80 lot of times. And you can tell the difference, too.
I had somebody tell me that in Vegas one time. It's a dry heat, but I got to tell you, 100 degrees in Vegas was still 100 degrees.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
It's hot.
There's a difference in the dry
heat.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit. You mentioned microchips, that they're going to be available. Is that a law now that every animal needs to be microchipped?
It's not a law. It's something that's simply done as a service for the pet owners. And it's a system for if you lose your pet and that chip is scanned, they can hopefully help identify and get the pet back home.
As if it's found. It's not to locate the animal.
I think what Mickey's trying to say, it's not a locator. It has to be scanned at a vet's office or at a pound to identify the dog, and then it can be located.
And what is that? Is that like a tattoo for the dogs?
It's actually just what it sounds. It's a small microchip that's generally inserted in the back of the neck.
Mm-hmm.
If the dog were to get lost, kind of like scanning your credit card, you can run an apparatus over the back of that, get the data from that, which is basically just a number, and then that number is recorded in a registry that would help identify the owner of the dog.
And strange as it may seem, strange as it may sound, there are dog nappers. There are
dog nappers.
There are people that will pick up a certain kind of dog, you know, that's in demand, and it's gone.
You know, when we purchased our dog and we went through a reputable breeder, and it was relatively inexpensive for the breed, and it was still over $400. So, you know, they're certainly could see that.
And that's
happen.
With what, services and shots and everything that, like that?
That it was. That
wow.
It was.
Wow. And, of course, Bunnell City Park, I'm sure concessions, you'll have food available for all the participants.
It's early in the morning. We'll have just light food. We'll have like a hot dog or your favorite kraut.
Sauerkraut?
We don't put sauerkraut on this Brockworth. In the morning, unless they want it, but it's just that. And we'll have water and soda and things like that. We don't do bring big things because people are not eating much at 9, 10 o'clock in the morning. We've learned that. But the thing is, on this, when they come in, the first 50 people who register their pet on registration time, they'll receive an 8-inch personal one-topping pizza from Roman's Pizza of Gillespie there.
Okay.
And he's been our original sponsor all these years. And we have other sponsors. The winners of the eight categories, they'll all receive T-shirts and coupons for different things, pizzas and dinners and things like this from the restaurants, and other gifts that we have donated by our chamber members. The thing is that then the best of the show is taken from there, as Greg explained before. But everybody has been confused of the best of show. We always thought, and I even thought the first year, that the best of show was a separate category, and it took me a long time. And what it is, you take those eight winners, the judges from Paul's Care of Hillsboro, they do our judging, so we don't have a local judge, is why we have the Paul's Care from Hillsboro come
great in organization,
do
by
judging
the way.
There. And we like it, and they've been with us now since we went to the park 3 years ago or 4 years ago. And what happens after them eight are selected, then they select one who is the best of the show, and you have to explain the best of the show, how that does in the judging there.
You know, I think what it's going to be is more of a objective judging on that. And when they choose the best of the show, I think it's going to be personality, and it'll probably be a little bit of the personality of the folks that own it too, because we want this to be entertaining for everybody. So dress your dog up, put on a good show. Last year the best of the show was a little girl and her dog that were dressed in identical outfits. It was cute as all get out.
Oh, that is.
And the thing there is that when the judging is all done, while they're finalizing their totals and everything, we have them get in a line and they walk, kind of parade in a circle, and mm-hmm. outside of the state and the compound of what we call it, or what do we call
the ring?
That? The ring, thank you. In the ring. We don't do it in the ring because we can't fit everybody in there. So what we do is we go out into the park itself and just walk in a big circle. Everybody gets to see everything right then. They come into the ring, and then the judges they parade in front of the judges, and then they pick the best of show, and then we tally up, and they go over on the stage there and under the pavilion, and we announce the winners.
Greg, did we just have a five-minute conversation with Mickey where he said, not much?
Not much.
I was like, wow.
When we talking of the shelter at Bunnell and stuff, and of course you mentioned the one at Hillsboro is going to do your judging. They also at Hillsboro, of course, have some fine cats and dogs, you know, that they're looking for homes for. And so there's another place you can check out if you've lost a pet or missing, wanting a pet, cat or dog. They have some there, and they have some nice dogs and cats there too.
Paws Care of Montgomery County.
Yep, mm-hmm. And they're up
great
for,
organization. They just had a trivia night that I know that was at the Litchfield Community Center, and that you couldn't put another person in that place.
Yeah,
it was very well received. So Greg Crane and Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce are our guests on the Wednesday Talk Show. Mickey, before we've got a little bit of time left, we're talking about Paws in the Park, but in addition to Paws in the Park, Paws on the Run. That sounds like a song.
The Paws on the Run is something that Bill Bunnell came to the chamber and asked if they could work with us in conjunction with us to put on a run and a walk. Mm-hmm. Last year they had it, and it was very successful. This year they're going to have it, and the only thing they changed really is what they actually time they started. It's sandwiched in between the dog show. Okay. The run, 5K run, and that's with your animal or without your animal. It's up to you. There's no, it's not a time. It's not a race or anything. It starts at 7 a.m. Registration starts at 6 till 7, and it'll be off at 7, or they can leave at 7. And then they'll be back after the 5K run. It's through Bunnell, throughout Bunnell there. And then the dog show is ran, starts going at about 8:30, quarter to 9. Then the dog show. Then after the dog show's over, we have our award ceremony. They have the 1K walk at 11 o'clock. In between all this time, the Chambers choo-choo train will be also running to give free rides to the kids and the parents on them to give them something also there.
Okay.
Rick Conico, our engineer, will be running the thing and everything like that. Paul's on a Run is it's a friendly run and walk.
Okay.
And it's very nice. And you can come and just sign up. It's between 6 and 7 in the morning for the run. At 10:30 to 11 o'clock, you can sign up for the walk.
And entry fees for that is $15 for adults and $10 ages 10 and under?
Right.
So that's not that's not a bad deal at all.
That's just for the run and walk. The right. dog show is free.
The dog show is free, right. But if you do the pause on the run,
right.
It's $15 for adults and $10 for children 10 and under.
And the choo-choo train for the kids is free.
And
sweet.
A quick comment.
And one thing, I'm sorry, Ralph.
Go ahead.
We asked that the people who are going to come for the dog show bring their lawn chairs.
Okay.
Because the judging takes anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes to an hour, and we didn't want them all standing up all the time. Bring your lawn chairs, and you'll have a nice view, and everybody has a comfortable seat. There's shade because the pavilion there.
And, of course, well, ample seating because there is no seating out there. It's a park. So
correct.
You need to bring your own lawn chair. Uncle Ralph.
No, I just had a quick comment on all this people out there. Everybody loves their pets, and once in a while living in the country, it's unfortunate that we find along the side of the road a plastic bag. It may be full of kittens or little puppies that somebody didn't want, so they put them in a bag and dumped them. You know, if you don't want your pet to have more pets, have them neutered. Take care of them. Don't you know, get in this position where you have to dump them
and
somewhere.
And you have two places to take them to if
absolutely,
you want to.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Like, I realize in Hillsboro and adopt the pet in Bunnell.
And it costs a little money, but hey, folks, if you love that pet that much, get this taken care of.
Well,
don't
adopt a pet is, they call it a
no-kill shelter
right. there. So, I mean, it's not that's what's going to happen to them.
Bob Barker said it best, help control the pet population. Have your pet spayed or neutered.
Yep.
I haven't heard that one in a long time.
And speaking of that, that's perfect timing because we're at the end of this week's show.
We neutered the show.
If you need any more information on any chamber events or anything about the chamber, there's pictures, photos, information, who to contact and everything by email, going to our website at coldcountrychamber.com.
Okay. And of course, be on the lookout because there's a lot of activity coming your way with the Cold Country Chamber of Commerce as well.
We roll right into Italian American Days, Black Diamond Days, and then our summer concert series every Tuesday night in June and July. We got them all booked, and we're starting to do our campaign of advertising.
Well, Mickey, Greg, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time. Uncle Ralph, coming up next week on the Wednesday Talk Show, Richard Small is our guest. They're going to have the Montgomery County Cancer Association as well.
We just got done with the Roubaix race, which we had a rainy day, but we still had approximately 500 riders there that day. So it was a good success.
And that's going to do it. Thanks so much for listening.